Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting his best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
We ain't got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT, super fantastic family. Today is Wednesday, hump day, December the 29th, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with.
Right. Good morning, TNT. It is morning. Now, Ray, I don't like to start out complaining, but you know what they say about that but, right?
Okay.
You know the first part I see it. Anyway, man, this call sounds horrible. Breaking up the whole way, couldn't hear it every other word. I don't know, maybe it's just me, because nobody texted me, but can you hear me okay?
No, you were sounding choppy.
No. Yeah, but the song was really
sounded fine.
So I don't know how this call is going to be.
Let's see, you cleared up just then, though.
Nope, and you sound like you're gargling while you're talking to us. So I don't know if you need to hit something or not. I don't know how I'm sounding. It may be clear to everybody else. Anyway.
No, you're garbled.
All right, did we say anything out?
No.
Do what? Is my problem? Oh. Okay. It could be. Anybody else complaining? I don't know. All right, guys.
Yeah,
it's a nice, quiet Wednesday.
You want to try reconnecting?
I'm glad to be here.
Because you're not super clear. I'm not even hearing
you. I don't know if somebody's calling me. Yeah, on the phone. Now I'm getting all these texts. Tony, you're breaking up. Try bother again. Sounds choppy, horrible. You both are gargled. You sound awful. Okay, I got it. Yeah, you might want to do that.
All right, let's try that. See if that
all right,
will correct
we'll call you back.
The problem. All right, we'll do.
All right. All right. Oh, my God.
Oh. All right, let's try reconnecting. We'll see if that fixes the problem. Okay. Let's
okay.
Try it out. No, you sound better.
You too. Sounds better.
Okay.
All right. That was it. So, but for everybody listening, for future references, I appreciate it if you say Ray's call sounds terrible, not you, Tony. All right. Yeah, you sound bad. Look, yeah, y'all need to say Ray's call sounds terrible. All right. So we didn't send anything out. Wasn't anything to send out. Guys, we didn't expect anything. And we're getting just what we expected. Nothing. I really don't expect anything before Monday. Could happen. The good news is, yes, the vote was ratified. Wait, Ray, there's some noise in the background. The vote was ratified. It's in the paper. Everybody knows it. And for 404, I have not seen it in the Gazette yet. Today's Wednesday. It could show up somewhere. But they are saying it's done. So the big thing is the meeting that was supposed to take place between Tadar, Ramiri, and a couple of those, the opposition. Maliki did not make it to the meeting. Some people are saying he wasn't invited. Others are saying that's not true. Everybody was invited, but you guys just trying to cause dissension amongst the ranks. Whole bunch of mess. Anyway, they had the meeting. They left the meeting with no press conference. Tadar tweeted out, "It's my way or the highway." No, he still tweeted out, "It's going to be a majority government." So they did not come to a conclusion, which is okay. All of the opposition accepted the results, with Hezbollah saying they're still going to demonstrate, still going to sit in the green zone until a government is formed, however long that takes. The other groups saying there will be no government. There will be no vice president, no parliament, if Maliki's not involved in it. If he's not part of it, they're saying they're not going to participate in the government. I said, just wait till Walt hears that. It's not over, even though everybody knows what direction it's going in. The biggest thing, Sadar came out, said we're going to have a Iraq government with no Eastern influence, no Western influence. Maliki, Amiri, Abadi, everybody says the U.S. pressured, blackmailed, and paid off the federal court to make these decisions. So they did a whole lot of stuff not to be involved in the government. So main point is there's still controversy there, and it's going to be until the actual government is formed. Now, that's what everybody's concern is. Do we need the government for the RV? We need the CBI to revalue their currency. That's what we need. As long as everything's smooth, they can do that. With everybody saying they accepted the results, except for Hezbollah and Maliki, they would not make the statements that they accepted the results, but everybody else said they did. So there's no opposition. Things can move forward. They're supposed to have their first parliament meeting, it says, on the 10th of January or a day or two before. So the 8th, 9th, or 10th of January, with the 10th being legally the last day, they're supposed to have it. Go in and vote. Everybody gets sworn in and they have their parliament, legal government. Maybe not all the leaders yet, but they will have a government in place no later than the 10th. Could be why some people think the RV is on the 15th. I don't know. But that is the date. They could have a government in place and operating. Just not know. Right now, it looks like it's going to be Al-Kazimi because that's what all of the international countries want. That's the agreement. That's what they're operating under. Coming into the country, letting them be internationally involved in the banking system is all based on the white paper forward direction that they're going, and that Al-Kazimi will be at the helm. So now we're just going through the process. What we do like is, again, last 2 days, they put out articles explaining to the people their monetary system, why they devalued the dinar, when it will increase, why it's important to their economy and their future, that in fact does. So they are explaining things to them. They're just not saying what day it's going to happen. They are telling them they're changing their economy. They're having more jobs, more education, but it's all due to their new government leadership partnerships with all these countries that are coming in. So everything looks good, guys. We're just going to have to wait it out. I am waiting for the banks to call me. They were going to try and make some appointments just to see how Monday would be, because they think it starts on Monday the 3rd is when we're going to start going in. I don't know that it'll be that fast, because it's up to the CBI if the rest of the week goes smooth. If it looks like they can go into their government before then, it could happen. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen, because it could, in fact, happen now that the hard part is done. Well, I think the hard part is done. We'll see when they form the government. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. First question is BJ. Really, BJ? All right, since it's Christmas time, please tell me which will be exchanged, ZIM bonds or notes. Some are saying only the bonds, but when I search on TNT, someone said the notes are okay if they say paid to the bearer on demand, just like the bonds do. Help, please.
You said it was Christmas, not me.
I mean, that's, I read the question. Something we've addressed 1,500 times.
We already talked about this for years and years. The Zim bonds are 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. It's a bond note. And they are going to be exchangeable in bonds if you have those. It has nothing to do with what we're doing. We're doing Zim notes, like dollars. The bank says, yes, they're going to take them. Our committee guy says, no, they're not going to take them. And we wait to see. But supposedly the bonds, which were issued separately, were going to be exchanging at $2. I'm not involved in them. I heard they were. I don't have any 8.5 by 11 bond notes to exchange, so I wasn't really concerned about it. The 100 trillion note, the 50 trillion note, were the notes I was told were going to be exchangeable and were the ones that we should get. A lot of people got all the notes, okay, and maybe they'll all go through. But I've always told you guys, and I'll tell you today, I was told 10 years ago to get the 100 trillion and 50 trillion notes, and they were going to be exchanged. Now, the bank says they're going to take them all. We're going to see what happens. All right, what's next? And you didn't read that on TNT, because we never had that mess as part of TNT. None of that. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Lena says, do you really think the Treasury, then CBI, will release the already before the Iraqi government is seated, which may be a while?
I do think they'll do it before they're seated, because it is going to be a while. First of all, they got to do Parliament, which they're going to do in one day. Then they got to give them 30 days to name a prime minister. Then he has to take 30 days to do his government. So, yeah, that's going to be a process. I don't think we're waiting for all of that, because everybody knows where it's going to end up. As long as Al-Kazimi's in there first. I will tell you guys, that my guy, Treasury, told me they are not going to be fully staffed until the 15th. So he don't think it's going to happen until the 15th. He said, because we're not even, everybody's not even going back to work until the 15th. So can they do it without them being fully staffed? I'm sure they can. Will they is the real question, without them being fully staffed. But the banks are preparing, and they think it's going to start on Monday. Everybody except for the back of the bus. Okay. What's next?
Jim and KC says, have you been able to get info from bank contacts about which, if any, Venezuelan Bolivar series and denominations will be exchanged?
No. And to tell you the truth, I forgot. Ray didn't remind me. I forgot to even ask her. Is it certain notes? Hold on. Let me do it right now. I did forget to do that for this call. Go ahead. I'm just going to text her while we talk. What's next?
NWN says, I have been donating a little larger amount about every 3 months as I gather funds together. I cannot send that amount every month, but after listening to the conversations about airtime, would you prefer that I send a smaller amount monthly instead of sending my donation quarterly? Would that be more beneficial? Thank you from a grateful student.
Monthly would be more beneficial because it helps us pay the bills monthly. And that way we're sure we got enough to do it. So hopefully we won't have to be doing that much longer. But if we do, yes, monthly would work better. Which, go ahead.
All right. Angel Wing says, Can you tell me more about the 10 days of giving after the RV? Since my spouse was following before dying, I am behind in my understanding of many things. The 10-day pay it forward.
Yeah. So, what I was hoping everybody would do is, first of all, pay this forward every day. Help somebody who you can see needs help, or you just want to become part of their life. It's up to you. But 10 days after this event, I want everybody to go out and give, pay it forward in a huge way, huge as you can, to somebody. Have it recorded. Have it on Facebook, Instagram, whatever else is out there. What do you call them? Anyway, put it out there on the internet. We want to see what each other has done. We want to see that TNT Super Fantastic is paying it forward. Like we said, for the last 10, 15 years that we told our government officials that were listening, or each other, that we would, in fact, pay it forward. We would help our own economy and our own communities. And I said I wanted to take the top 100. So that's 100 people who gave the most, and form a group with them to do things with in the future. Not that I won't have calls with everybody, but the top 100, I wanted to do something special with: dinner, meeting, investment group, something like that. And I just wanted to get it out there so people are knowing that TNT made a difference, that you made a difference, and it wasn't, as some people think, all about, let me just get my money and go my way. It's about how we're helping our community and people around us and being a part of it. So that we were going to do on that 10th day. I'm going to put out an email address. You guys can email your stuff to me. Some people already sent me cards that they're passing out, envelopes that they're putting their money at. But I wanted exact things on that 10th day where you paid it forward, so we can go through and pick out the top 100 and then move from there. That's what that day is about. But we should be seeing it like you guys do now. When I send you stuff and say, oh, this person got a $1,000 tip or a $4,000 tip or $500 tip, and everybody's amazed, that should be happening all day on that 10th day. It should be like crazy. And all of us should say TNT Super Fantastic somewhere. That partisan is part of that. And then those people in D.C., the Treasury, the people in D.C., Texas, who didn't want us to be a part of this, are going to see that we kept our end of the bargain just like they kept their end. They could do it. Okay? That's what that day is all about. Okay. All right, Ray.
Okay. We'll go to live callers. 404 area code. You first.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your doing the call on our behalf, and thank you, Tony, for your description on that. One thing that you had mentioned sometime in the past about the pay it forward was doing it in such a way that it is shown as being a gift, so it's not a tip as such from tax purposes. Didn't you make that kind of reference so that folks got that, made it a point? Did I remember that one correctly before I get my other questions?
Yeah, that's Ray's part. Because I gave a girl a $100 tip, I said the other day. I was telling Ray we were out eating. And Ray said, that's not a tip, that's a gift. So you don't have to share it with everybody else because that's for you. So maybe you have to explain that, but maybe Ray will explain it to us.
Maybe Ray would explain it to us. I just wanted to be sure that that was clarified, especially if someone's coming in on this kind of late in the game, and condolences to her on the fact that loss of her spouse, but that so that she's not kind of getting lost in some of the entanglements, that it is a gift, and that that way they don't have to worry about taxes and splitting and that sort of thing. So appreciate that.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Questions. Thank you. I mean, we can't thank you guys enough, really. The questions that I have, I'm intrigued with the fact of that their information is starting to really be surfacing with respect to the removal of all of the coalition military forces, and it's really they are kind of patting themselves on the back that if anyone is in military garb and they are representing other countries, they aren't combat forces, that they are there strictly for advice and that sort of thing. The timing on that, is that one of the last events that really needed to be in play for everything to be in place for this to go forward? Because this was posted just about 3 hours or so ago out on the government on their Twitter account.
Yeah, but, you know, on the 15th, they said all combat forces were already out of the country. And even though they keep bringing it up, and the date is not until the 31st Friday when they're supposed to be out. So they keep bringing it up. Kazemi did make a statement today that they are officially all out. The bases all belong to them. They're only there as advisors because Iraq can't sustain itself. I think two things need to happen. Iraq wants it to be that way. Sadr wants it to be that way so they can say they are able to protect their own country and govern their own country, even though we know it's not true. The opposition, Maliki, Kazemi, Badi, all of them, wanted them all out, the advisors, everybody. And they're saying it's not true. They just changed the name. They're the same guys that was there yesterday. They're just not calling combat forces. It's still 2,500 of them, and they're still affecting our government decisions, which is true, and we know that's true. So everybody's grown. Everybody can understand it. They did it one way for the people, for them to have confidence in their country, but the government officials themselves both know. Now, why do Maliki and everybody want all of them out? Because it's going to be easier for Iran to come in and influence what they do if we're not there. It's going to be easier for China to move into those positions they're trying to move in if we're not there. But we've invested so much, we're always going to be there. Even if it's just like Iran behind closed doors, we're never going to leave. You guys know, who've been here for years, that Bush and Cheney own over 30% of every oil well in Iraq. They're not going to leave Iran in charge of it. That was still there. Our country, they still owe us money. We still control their money in New York because that hasn't been released. And for this day forward, we're going to be a part of Iraq. Confessions of an economic hitman. They will never repay us like they did Kuwait. Okay.
Okay. One of the comments that you made in your opening monologue was everything is looking good. All we have to do is wait it out. That the banks are thinking it would start on January 3rd. Then you made the caveat that you weren't seeing it coming through from your scouts in Texas. But I was curious how many of the banks represented that, and are they still holding pat on January 15th as being somewhat the back wall?
Well, they're saying that's when it should be January the 15th, but we have at least two of the five major banks, and I'll say three of eight, who think it's going to be next week. The other ones just aren't agreeing with them and think it's going to be a little bit longer. They wanted it solidified, the vote, which I said, it still hasn't been recorded. They want the government to be in place, and now they have up until the 10th. They could do it sooner, but they set the date at the 8th, 9th, or 10th because they want to drag everything out to the last possible moment. But I think once they have operating government, then the CBI is free to go. If something's going to happen, they're probably going to do it between now and the 15th, which I mean Maliki, Kazemi, Hezbollah, armed brigades. It would probably happen before then, so they're giving themselves that kind of time. But it could happen any moment. It doesn't make sense to happen between today and Sunday, but Monday is free game.
Right. And I was curious to know what your Iraqi sources are saying with respect to what kind of relationship exists between Sadr and the head governor of the CBI. Are they saying that those folks are cordial? Have they even touched base one with the other? I was just kind of curious what your Iraqi sources are saying about that.
Nothing. I haven't asked them what their relationship was. I know their relationship between Sadr and al-Kazemi. And I think that's what everybody is concerned with, not the governor of the CBI. Because what they even put out Monday, Tuesday, the government has no business getting involved with CBI decisions. And what they did last year was illegal and shouldn't have happened and should not be repeated.
Well, again, guys, appreciate it ever so much. We're in exciting times, and 10 days from whenever all of this does come through finalization, we know that that's our special TNT, Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. And again, thank you ever so much. And I've got it down for a 1 p.m. on New Year's Eve for the next call if a call is needed at that time. Is that so, or are you just going to do a pre-recorded call on our behalf and you guys go out and have a good New Year's?
Oh, no, we're going to do a call. Because the party starts right after the call. Okay.
Appreciate it. We'll talk with you then.
We will be here Friday. All right.
Fine enough. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks again, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Oh, we lost Ray? He must have was already New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, I was speaking. 281, you're on.
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus fare.
281.
Well, hello, Mr. Tony, and hello, Mr. Ray. How you guys doing today?
Hey there.
Ooh-wee.
Fantabulous error to the nth degree.
Wait,
good,
say, say it like you mean it.
What are you talking about? What in the fuck is this?
Look. Yeah, Mr. Tony. Okay, then. Look, good morning.
Yeah. I'm good. I hope you guys are good, too, and had a good Christmas. Okay,
yes.
So I do have a couple of questions here. Now, I know on your last call you were saying that since, I know you were saying until the election results were made pretty much official or ratified and all that, that the U.S. and the world really didn't know what direction this government was going. So now that we know that, as far as the U.S. is concerned, in your opinion, how do you feel about them now doing this thing sooner than later and hopefully sooner than the 15th? I mean, they know what direction it's going now, so why wait? I'm talking about
I don't know that they are waiting. That's why I said it could go Monday. They're not going to do it right now where all their banks are closed, nobody's making deposits, everybody's doing their end-of-the-year auditing. So, and I said that a couple weeks ago. I don't think that happens. They're not going to change the rate right in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
The first day we're back to business is the 3rd. They're banking
right, next week.
On the 3rd. I'm just not sure if that's the day they're going to pick. I know every the noise in the background. Every year we have, or they have tried to do it between the 1st and the 15th, because they have. And I think this year they may actually get it done, because everything's in place. All the contracts are there. Everybody's ready to go. They already authorized money to be spent on the China contract right after the 1st. So things are just looking better than they ever have. So I think it's a good possibility.
Okay. And do you know what the status is of the Chapter 6 and Chapter 7 for Iraq? Where are we with that?
They're not going to have the meeting to release them until February the 9th. That's when the UN says they're going to have that meeting. Can they have it sooner than that? Absolutely. Can RV just go ahead and happen? Absolutely. And then we know we're in charge of it till that point. Then they can be totally released. That's how it works. They keep saying they're out of Chapter 7. Some other idiots or some other gurus keep telling you guys they're out of Chapter 7, Chapter 6. They are not. They met the qualifications. They submitted the paperwork to be removed, but they have not been removed. The UN says we'll talk about it on February the 9th.
And I was just wondering, because of that reason, will they even release this thing by the 15th? Because of that reason of the meeting not happening for that until February. So I guess we'll see. And
no, but it's a good reason to do it, to make sure they are released. Hey, we've done everything. We released it. We reset our economy. We put the money where you want us to put it. We did everything.
Right.
They go from there. Who knows?
Okay, so in your opinion, we know that the 2022 budget is supposed to be released, I think they said, sometime in this, well, the upcoming month, right? Is that correct? Or sometime in 2022? Wasn't it the first part of January, somewhere in there, was supposed to be released? Or am I incorrect on that?
We're still at the back of the bus. So, listen.
No. I want confirmation because I have another question to that.
I'm going to give you confirmation right now. Okay. The budget cannot be released until it is received by the new parliament, parliament sends it. They got to get a new government, then send it, then the budget can be approved and released. It's probably not going to happen because the new prime minister is going to have to sign off on it, too, until that. We probably won't see the budget until March, if we see it then, without any qualifications or any problems, I mean, from the new parliament. But up until that point, they're going to, just like they did the 2019 budget, 1/12 every month. So they have money to operate on. The country can keep going, even though they don't have a open budget.
So my and the reason why I asked that question is because you brought out exactly what I wanted you to say. So in your opinion, how do you think, okay, so how likely is it for us to see this rate before they do all of that? I mean, it's just, I know what they can do, but how likely is it? I mean, because you know
so, I'm not the smartest person in the world. Everything I just told you, they all know, okay?
Right.
The Iraq government knows, the U.S. Treasury knows, Biden knows. I mean, everybody knows everything I just told you, and they can say we could still do 1/12 of the budget at the new rate, just not the full budget. We can still operate the country. They already said the 2019 budget, they only used 40%. So they still have all of that money to use. How likely is it to happen? It is the best scenario if they want to start the year off, or if they want to shock the rest of the world, because Iraqi street people are expecting it in January. We're expecting it in January. All those investors who just signed all those agreements are expecting it in January. So it's highly likely to happen.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the key word, likely. We hope, because, you know, they've pulled some in the past, so let's just hope it does go. Hopefully, my great
hopefully
state of Texas is correct by January 15th. Let's just say the great state of Texas have the right date on this.
Wait. Are you telling me they're going to wear shoes in Texas next year? They're going to start wearing shoes?
Yeah, we got to wear shoes. It's getting cold.
Okay.
Let's hope they get this thing done. Anyway, so I'm hoping that by the 3rd, like you say, maybe it could. But if not, I'm hoping the back wall date is the 15th and we can get this thing done. So,
me
all
too.
Right,
all righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. 209, Erico, you are on.
Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
Because good morning.
Good morning. Because we are so close to the end, because we know it's going to happen, and because I have over 8 years of notes, nerves are starting to kick in, the excitement, you know. But I also know that, is there anything you could say that might be an encouragement to the TNT family? Because I've heard a lot of discouragement and a lot of voices, not mine, but I have heard it. Is there anything that you could possibly say that would encourage the people? Is there anything specific that you would have us think on? Because like I said, I've got 8 years of notes, or something that you think that we should remember or do. Something you can refresh our memories to.
Well, this is what I would ask you to do, because I don't know, and I didn't even check it out myself. But you guys, but check and see if they are in fact selling the currency. Are they still selling dinar, dong, zim notes? If the bank is still selling the currency. Now, the sooner they stop selling it, the more chance we have of this happening on Monday or Tuesday, if they have in fact stopped selling it for the end of the year. So look for that. Only thing
okay.
I get is all the announcements every week. There's another country coming in doing banking in Iraq, or Iraq bank in their countries. They haven't been doing that for the last 15 years. Why all of a sudden in the last 2 months everybody's trying to get in Iraq, or everybody's trying to get an Iraqi bank in their country? Why are they all doing that and so openly doing it, making all these announcements and how they're all coming in to help Iraq rebuild their economy, not just their banking system, but they are, with jobs and everything else? All that they're not doing in Libya. They're not doing in Syria. They're not doing in Venezuela. They're not doing in Africa. They're not doing even in Russia. All those poor countries, if it was a poor country they're looking for, they could have did it with any of those. But they're looking for the next richest country opportunity and something that's about to happen in the future. That's what investors typically do on the stock market, in the food market, or in business, period. And we see all these countries clamoring to do it right now should tell you something good is about to happen. Okay?
Well, that was a good word of encouragement. I appreciate that. Does it still hold true? I mean, I could go to the bank today and say, are you still selling dong? But in the back of my mind, wasn't something said that would stop like 2 hours before the RV?
Well, 2 hours before the RV, they definitely, but they have already, Chase has done it several times, stopped days before it was supposed to happen and say they don't sell it. But then they start back again. And I don't know what they're doing today, because I haven't checked it. But supposedly they're supposed to not be selling this week any of the currencies. But we'll see what happens.
Oh, okay. We've been taught to use the term when we do our exchange, IQN, IQD, VVN, VVD. What is the difference? Why do we need to say both?
Okay. Because supposedly when the RV happens, their symbol is going to change to the new denomination. That's what the N's are in there for. So we're just saying it's better safe than sorry. Use the old one and the new one. Say, what are the rates? And then take the highest one. Okay?
Okay. And then on, you were talking about the ZIM earlier. What you didn't say is the ZIM would be exchanged. The committee says no, but the banks say yes. But we were told that a certain day, I think it was 2016 and up, is that still holding true, or is it they're going to exchange all ZIM, no matter the date?
Well, I don't know. I'm taking it all in there that I have. But we had the notes 2008, 2009. Those were double A notes, were the ones I was told years ago to get. The committee guy is saying 2016 and above, because they're exchanging there now, are the ones that will be exchangeable. The bank is saying we're going to take them all. The guy who is running the exchange location is telling me he's taking the 100 trillion notes. So I'm just going to take mine to the bank and see what happens.
Okay. And may I give one last shout out to Walt, because Walt wasn't on Friday's call and I wasn't on Q&A on Monday. To clear up his confusion, hopefully he's on the line, that I am 209. My phone number is from California, but I do live in the 360 area code, and I still am putting him in the Stanwood Camino Island area, and I just want to know if I'm hot, warm, or cold in his position. to let him know that I'm about 35 or 40 minutes from him. That's where he lives. I live on an island, and we had snow here. So Florida, enjoy your 80 and 84 degree weather. We've been in the teens here, but it's been beautiful. We had a white Christmas. And Ray, Tony always says nothing beats a failure but a try. So if you could, would you give my number to Walt with my permission?
No, ma'am.
And if,
no, ma'am. You don't do that.
Contact me.
Well, right. You'll have to figure out another way to do that. We don't do that. And if I did it for you, you'd have to do it for several hundred other people that are asking the same thing. So, no, we don't collect members.
Nothing beats a failure but a try, so I tried.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Walt,
all righty.
Shouting out to you. Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, let me tell you this. You have tried so hard and diligently that I think Walt should get on this call and give out his number. Everybody can have it at one time. Listen, if you really want to see Walt, though, I'm telling you, go into Zoom, because Walt is in there. He'll talk to you. Anyway, okay. Have a great day.
All righty.
Oh, Ray, let me say this. Hold on.
Go ahead.
So somebody just texted me. She said, several banks here in Texas are no longer selling the Dawn. No numbers are showing on the screen. She said, my husband has been to over 4 Chase banks here in Texas, and they aren't selling it. So we'll see. All right. What's next?
Okay.
What's next?
972 area code. You're on.
Hey, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Greetings, hey, sir. Man, how you doing?
It's a lovely day in Texas. Yesterday we toyed with 84 degrees. Had to break out the T-shirt and get the wasp spray out because they were circling all over the place. Yes, sir. Okay. You guys know that I'm part of the community, and you guys are not the only gurus that get information out. I was talking to another fellow guru last week, and he agreed that I should ask you a question. He didn't encourage it, but he agreed that that was a likely possibility. So here's the question. You told us many times that when you first got into this, your handlers or contacts told you be sure and put the dinar in another account, so that if there were taxes, it would be something that would shelter the dinar. Now, everything has changed, and nobody on this call has ever heard of someone actually having to pay taxes. So the other guru suggested that that's the way it is. But I'm going to back up to you, Tony, because you've given us that history several times over the last 3 or 4 years. So I'm asking this: how does one figure out the possible tax for dong or one of the other currencies? I've gone to the IRS website to see if I can get a handle on it, and it is a difficult issue to search. I've gone to several places, but it's confusing to this carpenter. So how would you handle that sort of thing? I'm content, as you were instructed, to get money in at least two accounts. You've gone over the dinar with us many times and is paid by a previous arrangement, so the $2,850 is going to be cool. But for some of us in our planning, we have to keep that into account. I'm prepared to leave 90% of what I can exchange in the bank. But if there's going to be a tax related to that, I've got to at least have some idea, because the effort to set up the arrangement will be a one-time arrangement. And if I say I'm going to let you guys have 90% of this, and then I find out that there's a 15% tax, that's going to be a little difficult to handle, not impossible. But what would you suggest we do who are planning to maximize our relationship with the banks and make sure that we've got the taxes taken care of? Not that you're the expert, but you may have an opinion on that. Can you help me?
I can, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Not only can I help you, but I can help the other guru too. Okay? So it's
all right.
Time to tell people. All right? It's very simple, guys. If you have a pile of dinar, a pile of zim, and a pile of dong, and you separate the dinar into an account, it's not supposed to be taxed at all. Zero. We already know that because they said they took the taxes out already. Now, if the zim and the dong are going to be taxed, it's going to be different for each one of us, because it's going to be based on your tax bracket from last year. That's how they tax you, from your tax bracket was that. So if the federal tax is 36% and you're now a millionaire, billionaire, the first quarter of next year, you're going to pay 36% federal tax unless you have some write-offs. It's going to make all the difference in the world. I'm going to pay 36%, 11% state tax, 3% Obama tax. It's going to cost me 49% in taxes unless I have some write-offs in that first 90 days. I can figure it out. I can defer it or do whatever my tax man tells me to. If you don't have state taxes, like Texas doesn't, it's going to be a lot cheaper for you than me. Now, how do we know this? Any tax man worth his credentials could go and look up foreign currency exchange, and it says anything over $200 profit is taxable. That's in black and white. We don't have to guess on it or anything else. They were just making an exception for this exchange, is my understanding. And if they don't, we're going to pay the same tax rate that we're paying on that $200.
All right. Well, that's certainly enlightening. And it will affect my negotiation at the bank. It will. So that's helpful. That other guru wasn't too willing to answer the question at the time, but he said Tony can. So there you go.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, well, that's good enough
well,
for me.
That was Christmas.
Listen, thank you.
Wait, I didn't talk to you. Did I talk to you? Did we talk to you last call?
Well, let's see. I don't recall. I think maybe I did, but it was pretty matter of fact what you had to share then. And I just wished you a Merry Christmas and got on down the line. But business is crazy. I don't understand it. The financial system in the United States is crazy when money is cheap. People who have never done some of these things before are doing it. I heard that the Christmas purchases were something like 7 or 8% higher than the average, and that's not just against last year. It's kind of crazy. So, it's going to be no challenge for me to retire once this has happened, but it is a crazy time, and I'm working 6 days a week and enjoying the heck out of it, but I cannot skip one of these calls. Got to get my fix on that. So you guys put out what you can,
Danny,
and learn as we go. Yes.
Let me tell you this. This Christmas is probably, it was even more last year, because there is so much free money out there, and
yeah.
I'm going to say that. But I'm going to say this, too. It is, some people need it. But like I said, we had a guy on this call I talked to who says he's getting the child care credit, $1,500 a month. He's a manager.
Wow.
And he don't even need the $1,500 a month. They're just sending
yeah.
it to him. I will tell you guys this, because it's ridiculous. My daughter keeps getting checked in the mail. She didn't even file for it. And they just keep sending her money. And she don't even know why. We don't know why. She's like, what the hell? I don't get none. My wife don't get none. She just keeps getting money. So I understand it because the best Christmas has ever been. People are just getting money. It's falling out the sky. But what I don't like.
Yes, sir.
It's the fact that there's 10 million jobs that they can't
yes.
even fill right now because people won't go to work because this money
yes.
keeps falling out of the sky and they're living off. And I'm a Democrat, but I know Republicans don't like it, but I haven't yet to meet one Republican that told me he sent it back. I haven't met one that said he sent it back. So anyway, it is what it is,
yes,
I
sir.
Guess.
Yes, sir. But I'm ready to retire. So let's get it done. Thank you, fellas. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sir. 610 area code. You're on.
It's crazy.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Man, is that time already? Hey, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And just for your information, Tony, up here in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area, Chase has stopped selling the Dong and the Bolivar. I was in there today, and it's not on the screens.
Okay. There's no rate on the screens. That's what I heard. So just because everybody thinks something's going to happen on Monday, and they didn't want people spending all their Christmas money buying. So anyway.
All right. Okay, long version here, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro, And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. That way it makes it easier for Ray to track all those payments as they come in. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNT Super Fantastic website. Scroll down. After you've hit that red payment button, scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. That'll take you to another page where you will find a menu of payments that you can choose from. Click on the payment that you want to send in. That in turn will take you to another page where you will be asked to fill in your email address, your name, and your credit card information. In the block where you fill in your name, after you have typed in your name, hit the space bar twice and type in your phone number there. Again, Ray uses that information to track those payments as they come in. Again, to donate electronically, go to the TNT Super Fantastic website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. That will take you to another page where you will see a menu of payments that you can choose from. Click on the payment that you want to send in to another page where you will be asked to type in your email address, your name, and your credit card or debit card information. In the block where you type in your name, after you have typed in your name, hit the space bar twice and type in your phone number there. Again, Ray uses this information to track all those payments as they come in. After you have filled in your credit card information and you scroll down to the bottom of the page to the red send payment button, after you have clicked on that red send payment button, hold on there for a few seconds, wait on that page, and you will get a circle with a check mark and a sentence to the effect that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. This way, you know that your payment has gone through successfully. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
Thank you, sir.
Great, sir.
And I've got to tell you, man, you're going to enjoy that day when you get down there. I'm telling you.
I know I will. I know I will.
Yeah. It is great. But thank you, sir. Hey, we didn't get a weather report, though.
Oh, well, it was raining. It was raining this morning, and now it's bright and sunny all the way up to 47 degrees, so it's brightened up for the rest of the day. Beautiful.
All right. I'm glad to hear it. Almost up with me. I'm only 45 degrees. Ray is at 78 degrees or something else. So,
and he's got that barbecue available to him, too, doesn't he?
That's right. Yeah. Man, I hated coming back here. I left some beautiful weather. It was beautiful in North Carolina. Anyway, thank you, sir.
All right, gentlemen. Enjoy the day.
All right, wait.
All right,
let me get this
care
out real quick. Okay, so Chase Bank is saying that, oh, I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say A Bank. Oh, well, we've been talking about Chase the whole time. Yeah. They're not selling it. Can't remember which notes off the top of her head because she's not at the bank today. But she did say that no one is at the exchange centers or call centers. No one will be there until after New Year's, which is what I suspected anyway. So nothing's going to happen until starting Monday or Tuesday. Possibility. All right. What's next? Who's next?
360 area code.
Good. Is it? Yep.
Hey,
Walt.
Sir.
Tony, are you? Is this good morning or good afternoon?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, good, 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 good. So you're back out, and Ray, you're good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So at least
we're
now
we're back to
like
normal now.
Back to normal. Is it? Gee whiz. That's a terrible thought. Yeah, no kidding. Hey, I find that Maliki, just, you know, to kind of set things straight, I looked and I noticed yesterday the auctions are still going on. And so I thought to myself, well, they're still stealing. So Maliki's still stealing. And I think he will until the day they haul him into jail. So, but Tony, you have not heard anything about anybody on that list of 200 or whatever they were that's been arrested yet?
I haven't heard. No, they did arrest some people yesterday, three people at the bank, and I don't know if they were on the list or not. I haven't heard about any prominent people being arrested. But the one thing we should be concerned with really is with the faction that's with Maliki, Amiri, and that, saying they're not going to participate in the government unless he is part of it. So I don't know how that's going to work out, because him and Shadar, while they're saying they're not mortal enemies, are not getting along, don't see eye to eye, and he didn't show up at his house for the meeting. Which I said, okay, it was at his house. I guess I wouldn't have went to his house either. But anyway, so for them to come out of that meeting saying that if he's not the government and part of the government, we're not going to participate, because he is Iran's biggest connection to their government, their parliament decisions, and everything else. So they definitely want to keep him in there. And long as he's in there, he's going to be protected anyway, because he has his amnesty or immunity as long as he's part of the government. But we'll see
what
happens.
I say I couldn't. I didn't. I think all that about him not going to be in the government is all BS, because that's the only way he stays off the end of a rope. And I cannot see him not participating in the government. So I think that's all BS. And hopefully Sauter has the necessary intestinal fortitude to treat him exactly the same as he was treated in the last election. So just my personal opinion.
Well, I hope he does too. And I hope democracy wins, yeah. Even though they're going to continue to fight right to the last end, you know, to get something more than their 17 seats, because they keep saying they have their same 33 old seats that they had last time. But those are still their seats. And we'll see how it turns out.
Right, right. Well, we're going to have a call on New Year's Eve, yeah?
We are going to have a call on New Year's Eve. If Ray's not drunk.
If Ray's not drunk, yeah. Yeah, I've always approached it the same. If I'm not drunk, I'll be there.
Right.
Me too. That's what I'll say to you.
Yeah. You, I believe.
That's right. Even if I have a hangover or not, Well,
Jack Friday. Unless I'm unavoidably detained, in which case, Happy New Year. And I am looking forward to the new year.
Me too.
All right, sir.
All right, I'm done.
Look forward to getting this
Take
over
care.
With. Everybody being happy. All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. 206,
hey, wait,
area
Walt,
code.
Wait, Walt's still there?
Okay.
Yep,
yes.
I'm here.
I was just saying, Walt, when are you going to be in Zoom?
I don't know. whenever there is one, I guess. I try to make them fairly regular, and the only time I miss them is when I'm being fed, and I don't miss that. So,
okay.
I understand that.
I'm just trying to help this lady track you down since Ray won't give her your number. We'll give you her number.
Well,
I'm just, go in Zoom. He's in there. You can catch him.
Don't even... I said the last directions you gave on how to find me led me to 17 states. So I'm not going to, I don't know. I'll imagine that most of us that have the intention to, when this thing is all said and done, we'll probably run into others of like minds. It's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One way or another.
We'll get together. We'll all be together at some point. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. 206 area code.
Greetings, Ray. Greetings, Tony.
Good morning.
We talk a lot about food. Ben Franklin here. We talk a lot about food on this call, and G-Man's always talking about some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Well, G-Man, just as a kindness for all your kindness to Ray and Tony and the family, you got to know that you haven't lived as a Philadelphian unless you get over on the Schuylkill Expressway, get yourself off on the Belmont Avenue exit, go up to the top of the hill, and at the left far corner of the intersection, you're going to run into Mama's Subs and Pizza. I think it's Pizza and Subs. That is the place, no fooling, where the Pennsylvania or the Philadelphia cheesesteak originated. I mean, that's where the whole idea got started. And that family's in about their fifth generation of their great-great-grandma, who was Mama, who developed the Pennsylvania cheesesteak. Till you've had one of those cheesesteaks, Cheese Man, you have not had a Philadelphia cheesesteak. And Tony and Ray, for you and for anybody else on the call, these guys have perfected their art so that you can order that stuff online and they will send it to you FedEx overnight in compartmentalized containers that are so good that TV stars have that stuff shipped all over the world to feed people on their sets and in their shows. So as we talk about food, you want to put right alongside that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue some good homestyle Philadelphia cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak. Okay. I knew it was coming sooner or later. I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you like that, Tony, that's an investment for you. That'll beat new public offerings every way around. So, anyway.
I like Philly cheesesteak, but on the next call, we're going to be hearing about Coney dogs. You watch.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, Tony dogs would be good. Now, that would be a brand for you to create, man. That'd
No. Coney, New York. Coney dogs.
I know, but I was coming at you with an idea. Be an entrepreneur.
Oh.
Start the Tony dogs, man.
Tony dogs. Okay.
All right. Well, I got two serious questions and one comment. I'll start with a comment. There's fun had on this call. And of all the things that people are going to take that they've learned over the last 10 years into their appointment, we certainly do not want to go in there acting like clowns. We don't want to go in there acting a fool. But it just strikes me as I hear people, particularly like Bus Lady, talk. That lady has the most mirthful, delightful personality. She just makes the saddest person happy just when she says hi. But by the same token, Bus Lady is very serious. She's very studious. She asks penetrating, astute questions. And in her questions, she reveals her studiousness and her seriousness. But she has this delightful way of doing it with a smile that comes straight up out of her toes. And I think that as we practice, and as Walt likes to talk about role-playing disappointment, that we need to put a little bit of Bus Lady's joy. And, you know, frankly, Tony does the same thing. A great thinker. He's a great businessman. But he knows how to laugh. He knows how to tweak it with humor. And in such a way that he doesn't mar his seriousness and his competence. So as we do our role playing, as we think about this, it's so ominous in a way that we can get way too serious, I think. And part of our prepping to go see that banker is to be able to do it with a smile, do it with a lift in your step, and do it in a way that without making you seem silly, that you go in there making those people feel good as a human being that they got to meet you that day. It will do wonders for how the outcome flows in all of the serious stuff that you discuss with them. You just make people feel good that they're with you in that moment, and it will make things turn for your benefit. Tony and Bus Lady have mastered that. So I think that's something as people ask questions, what's the last thing we need to do to get ready? Maybe that's the last thing. So the question I have, Tony, is your guy in Iraq that you've been real confident with for 10 years or so, what's he telling you about now that the announcement's been made with the elections, with his business about the seating of the parliament? Is he seeing that as the next shoe that's got to fall, or is he just seeing that as water that's flowing over the dam anyway, and that the CBI is ready to go?
Well, I didn't get to talk to him today or yesterday. Oh, it will tomorrow, but I will tell you, he's already saying that there was an agreement made. Because, you know, this was just a show being put on. They were dragging it out, as I told you guys, through the end of the year. He already has his card. He already knows what the rate is. He already knows it's happening and when his business is supposed to go into effect. So he's pretty confident, and he says, just wait for it. Just wait. Coming. That's what he's been saying. It's coming. It's done. Just wait for it. Whatever they're doing, they know Al-Kazimi is going to be the prime minister. They know Sadar. They know they had to go through it because it was part of the steps. And now they're going through it. So I'll see what he says. Is Monday it or is the 15th it? But I haven't been able to talk to him in the last 2 days. So.
Okay. And Texas isn't saying the 15th. I guess they are saying precisely the 15th, aren't they?
They received a memo that told them the currency was going to redenominate on February the 15th.
Okay.
I mean January. January the 15th.
Yeah.
That is the memo they received in Texas. Because nobody else got it. But Texas.
Okay. Well, it just sounds like, to borrow your phrase, we're in a good place.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
That was good advice you gave to everybody going into your meeting. Try not to be nervous. Definitely don't get an attitude. Don't get upset if things are different than what you expect. Just talk your way through it. Think your way through it. But know you're in charge, but that doesn't mean you have to have an attitude about it. That guy is going to be upset, mad, they missed out. They're going to be seeing all kind of people coming through there who are going to be richer than they will ever be. and they're going to be trying to figure out why you knew something they didn't. And the best thing you can do is make that guy feel good about himself and about you and go from there.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being an example all these years of that, Tony. Really do appreciate it. And another thing that people need to notice, and I'm sure most people do, is that Ray has that quality too. He's just more dry with it. He has a very dry humor, but he has a way of making people smile. And that's a gift. That's just, but it is something people can cultivate because everybody knows how to smile. Even occasionally, everybody does it. So if you just go in there with that smiling attitude, I think it just puts you a couple steps ahead.
I agree, but you better not go to open mic time, son. I'll tell you that.
I didn't hear what you said, Tony.
I said, I agree with you, but you better not go in open mic anytime soon. They defend Ray with their life, I'm telling you.
They think Ray is what?
I said they defend Ray with their life in open mic.
Well, yeah, I just said something nice about him. Did you misunderstand me?
Nope. I heard you say he had dry humor.
Yeah. And he has a way of making
it's
people
okay.
smile.
I'm just messing. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right.
You have fun. You have fun.
Thank you, sir. We
appreciate
you. All right. We appreciate
you. All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
That's
that was the last one in for today. I've been on holiday schedule.
All right, guys. It's a good day. We appreciate everybody being here. I think everything's going just according to clockwork or schedule, just like it was, just like we expected it to. So be happy. We're closer to the new year. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy your family and friends where you are. Enjoy this holiday season. Enjoy this day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it and share the super fantastic. It's going to be a great new year, because that's what I'm looking forward to. So, all right, with that, Ray, do what you do.
Okay, that's going to be it for this Hump Day Wednesday. We'll talk to you guys on New Year's Eve. Keep believing, we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. God is able. Oh, I believe.
tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
Hot air.
We're just waiting for the call any day.
So hot air.
That's going to do it for this Hump Day Wednesday. And that's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of here.
You know.